Still being Road Safety Week in Central Queensland, we catch up with Greg from the PCYC to find out how we, as experienced drivers, can be mentors to our young people on the roads. Pinky CQ Triathlon, an amazing life raft thrown from Steve at Ambitions. How much a Jersey Shore house might sell for, and celebrity crushes. So enamoured was Pinky, she had to draw a portrait of her celebrity crush, and who else in CQ has done the same? And Jeremy Maru spoke to him about the brand new cover of the Van Morrison song. All this week on Triple M CQ.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast, only on Triple M. Hit subscribe now.
Pinky just ever so slyly mentioned her celebrity crush. And it's Jason Priestley.
He was Brandon.
Brandon from 90210.
Oh my God.
It's in stereo.
I mean, Dylan was really bad and hot, but it was Brandon
yeah.
for me.
I thought for a moment it may have been Donna.
Donna.
What's her name?
Lol.
Tori Spelling.
Yeah, Tori Spelling.
That's right. The gifted.
Yeah, we can just get a job thanks to Daddy.
Yeah, yep, okay. Or Shannon Doherty perhaps, or, you know, there was Luke Perry. I mean, wow.
I know.
But, mate, no, I had a poster of Alyssa Milano on my wall as I was growing up. She was my celebrity crush. Sure, the rest of the cast of Who's the Boss was there with her, but, you know, it was...
Oh, yeah, I had a couple of posters from, like, I don't know, TV Hits or Smash Hits magazine.
Yeah.
And then, do you know what? You know what I'm really crushing on you? Because I draw a picture of you. I'll draw your portrait.
What?
And I drew Jason Priestley. I'm going to go home.
You what? You drew...
I'm going to hunt around and find it because it was laminated. It was like I did art. And so, you know, that's how I confessed my love.
That's
I drew him. I'm pretty sure I like posted something to him too, like fan mail.
Oh, I wonderful. Know, right? This is
nothing
great.
Nothing creepy about anything I did.
See, I didn't know any of this.
No, I know. And here we are. It's out in the open. Judge away.
She's out of the 90210 closet.
Even at the shirt.
Sharon, what about you?
Going with TV, it was Jason Priestley. If we're going with movies, it was Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, Pierce Brosnan as well. But
where does
we
Pierce go
we're
for
like
you, Pinky?
Soul Sisters.
Nah, no for Pierce.
Oh, no, I just... Pardon?
The Carol must be Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah. Oh, the new wave celebrity crush guy, right?
Yeah.
Jason Priestley.
Yeah, were you... Were you so enamoured by Jason that you thought, I need to draw a portrait of Jason and try to contact him via some sort of stalking email? Oh, did they even have emails back then, did they?
I did that with the lead singer of A-ha. I was doing art at school and I did his portrait as one of my assignments.
My goodness, are we like twinsies?
Lead
separate
singer
at birth?
Hang on. She just goes...
A portrait too.
You had a crush on the lead singer of A-ha. Do you even remember his name?
Yes.
What was it?
Pearl Mags and... Oh, my God. The other day.
I'm just excited.
I don't want the jumper.
Wasn't his name Morton Harkett?
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we've got the internet access because it's not 1991, Banksy.
No, that's a straight-up memory because everyone remembers who Morton Harkett was.
You know what, Sharon? I think we should do a DNA test later and see if we're twinsies.
For sure.
Subscribe now to stay up to date. Banksy and Pinky on Triple M CQ.
A lot of people doing re-watching of old TV series.
Friends as such.
That's very strong. I think since that reunion has come out, everyone's
watching. I
need
to go and watch it myself.
Friends.
I haven't. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually currently going through Orange is the New Black again.
Oh,
so
great show, Banksy.
So good, that show.
So proud of you.
Yeah. And my wife is doing the Jersey Shore rewatch.
Never watched it, heard a lot about it. Is this the one filmed in the UK?
Yeah.
And what's it about?
About trash bags in Jersey Shore.
Oh, okay, that's the place.
That's about
gotcha,
it.
Gotcha, because I've got no idea.
Here's the crazy stuff they get up to.
No, I haven't heard the character name. Snooky.
Yeah, Snooky is her name.
Okay.
Well, she ended up buying the house that it was all filmed in
right
for like $500,000.
Yeah.
And she's just sold it for over $1 million.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Yeah, she's like more than doubled her money because it's the house that it was filmed in and she owned it. And all
tell
the,
you what, yeah. Mrs. Doubtfire's house, way better. Yeah, just saying. Right.
Yeah, but there was, they had to, before it actually got passed over to the new owners, they had to get this big industrial clean going on in there for obvious reasons.
Oh, what's the obvious reasons?
Well, it's nothing to do with COVID.
Oh, like for diseases. And
yeah. There's just a few viruses in there they had to get rid of.
That was wild. Let's find out what else Banksy and Pinky have been up to.
Sergeant Greg Jones from the PCYC in Rocky and Yeppoon on the line. Good morning.
How are we?
Good, thank you. Now, we're talking about the youth program for getting their learners and their hours up, breaking the cycle. Can you fill us in a bit more?
It's basically what we can offer young people who struggle to legitimately get their 100 hours logbook driving up. We can offer some volunteers who come in from the community, our mentors, we call them, our valuable mentors. We'll sit beside them, offer them advice and their history and their experience, their driving history, achieve their 100 hours in their logbook legitimately, and also along the way getting some valuable information and driving experience.
Where do we go to register our interest as a mentor for this community-based Breaking the Cycle program?
PCYC website, the Rockhampton page, or anywhere there's actually Breaking the Cycle a special page on there that will take you there. If you www.pcyc.org.au.
And what? Who doesn't want to tell young people where to go, right? fantastic.
Thanks so much for your time this morning, Sergeant Greg Jones.
No problem. Have a good day.
What else has been happening this week with Banksy and Pinky on Triple MCQ?
Pinky is challenging herself to a CQ triathlon. Proudly sponsored by Ambitions Health and Fitness. Change your body, change your life.
Time to check in with my number one fan and sponsor. Gosh, I sound fancy and professional. Steve from Ambitions Gym and Rocky. Morning.
Hey, Steve. Good morning, Pinky. Thank you. How's it going?
Doing
good.
Great.
Well, and a little perplexed at where is the CQ triathlon headed?
Yeah,
at
where's
this
it
stage?
Going to end up? You have a brain strain idea?
I've got an awesome idea for you, Pinky.
Yep.
I don't want you to miss out. Absolutely, I do not want you to miss out. So what we're offering for you to do is to bring the show down 3rd of September, come to Ambitions, and we'll put you on a bike.
Oh, my goodness.
And we'll actually put someone there yelling at you to go harder. That's for sure.
Is that going to be you?
Effort. Oh, it could be me.
I would like to put my hand up for that job, that role.
How am I meant to talk on the show if I have to put in so much effort? That won't be a fun show. It'll be a lot of panting.
It's a triathlon. We want you to work.
Pinky, I'm confident you can do a show with no effort.
Do it in my sleep. Okay, so that is a Friday morning. I reckon we can pencil that in, Banksy.
Yeah, all right. And so what, you've got a fair few bikes at Ambitions there to
stationary,
rotate her on, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've got something there for her.
Oh, so and what kind of distances are we looking at here? Like,
Well, what do you think? How long the show go for?
Oh, it's
3 hours.
3 hour show ish.
So I think you were talking about like maybe 25 kilometres an hour or so.
Yeah, I can do that.
That's a doer?
Yeah. Are you taking me out for breakfast after? Because I'm going to have burnt off all the carbs ever.
Wouldn't you carb load first?
I would carb load first, actually.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so this is the official...
Challenge the gym.
And sorry, what date did you say we should come down to Ambitions?
On 3rd of September. Okay. I think it's a Friday morning.
Okay, 3rd of September. I'm just writing this down, locking it in.
I'll tell Lou from CQ Healthy Families to come along too and shake the bucket.
Good idea.
Absolutely, yeah. Why not?
All right, so we've got a bike. We've got someone to scream at her. We've got a distance to travel. I like this.
Breakfast after, which I'm booking in. Don't you boys forget that.
A gym junkie breakfast is just a protein shake.
Oh,
see,
yuck.
He knows all the tips and tricks. This is why he has sponsored you for this.
How about cookies and cream flavour?
We'll put a bit of protein powder on top.
Okay,
it sounds like we can wrap up the CQ Try Hard Triathlon.
Yes.
I mean, the triathlon.
No, accurate.
Okay, Steve from Ambitions, you the man.
Awesome, thanks, guys.
They're different, but they're ours. Banksy and Pinky on Triple M CQ.
No out fishing this morning. He's got the song to exclusively send to the world on Spotify this morning. Jeremy Maru from Busby Maru. How are you, man?
I'm really good, actually.
Pumped.
Yeah, there'll be days like this, Jeremy. That's the song. Anyway, it's a cover of Van Morrison's. How's it feel to have it released?
Really good. You know, we've it's obviously been on TV for a little while on the Queensland Tourism ads. It just made sense that we release it. So we love the track. It's very different to the way Van recorded it. Apparently, he loves it.
Get out.
I could even spin it a bit more. He said it's better than the original.
Banksy, what did you think of my version this morning? Because I've been, like, you know, earworming it to you all day, haven't I?
Like this. Oh, Pinky, the whole morning.
Really annoyed?
I would say, in comparison to the Busby Maru version, a measly 2.5.
It's very, very catchy.
Yeah. So how is it you guys just seem to have the knack of finding a song that sums up how everyone's feeling?
I'm not sure. I think it's just a luck of the draw. We just have a way of doing songs our way. I think it's the way we're feeling at the time. So it's
you can't explain genius, right?
No. Oh, okay then, Jeremy.
Roll with that.
Okay. So have we got an album coming out? What's going on here?
Yeah, we do. It's obviously been a really, really long process. We've tried to tee up recording session studio times in different places, but thanks to COVID, it's kind of slowed us right up.
Right.
But you know, we're able to get this one done. We recorded this one in Byron Bay with Garrett Cato, our good mate. So to answer that question, we do have an album on the way, and we're fingers crossed, hopefully mid next year.
It's like a whole year to go.
Hey, good things to those who wait, Pinky.
Okay.
So has COVID really messed up your touring as well? You've had to postpone it?
Yeah, we did. You know, we had that really huge run with Casey Chambers that we were very excited about.
Yeah.
We've had to push that back to next year, but you know, fingers crossed. We're still in good spirits, and you know, we've got a single out now, so we get to we get to listen to something at least.
And I love the artwork. Who does that?
Oh,
you don't know.
I'd love to say I whipped it together, but
it's such a great. Yeah, I love it. Fantastic artwork.
It was sourced out. You know, like yeah. Look, here it is right now. Days Like This, the new Busby Maru song. Thank you, Jeremy. We love you.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast. Central Queensland's Triple M.
When it's not always raining, there'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. My mama told me there'll be days like this.
Born and bred local CQ boys, Tom and Jeremy, as Busby Maru with the new song, Days Like This, the Van Morrison cover.
I know. Now we have to wait till mid-next year for an album.
Yeah.
It's so far away.
Oh, I'm sure it won't take that long. I mean, Van Morrison's already said, according to Jeremy, it's better than the original. Audio evidence or it never happened, buddy.
If I was Jeremy, I'd say that too.
That's it for now. Catch Banksy and Pinky weekday mornings from 6 to 9 a.m. on Triple M CQ. Or subscribe here to get all the best bits.